God's one true church on earth forcefully delivers the most astounding and inspiring truth imaginable. Learn about the power source steadfastly backing God's church, the formidable roaring lion of the tribe of Judah. Next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. What should a true Christian be like today in his obeying God? There is a symbol in the Bible of a true Christian and a dedicated Christian, and that is the lion of the tribe of Judah. If you look at Proverbs 28 and verse 1, it says that the righteous are as bold as a lion. The wicked are not that way. That's the big difference. And if you look at Revelation 3 and verse 21, you'll see that we have to overcome as Christ overcame. He overcame the devil. You have that example in Matthew 4 where he fasted 40 days and 40 nights and prepared for this battle with the devil. And there was this most titanic battle ever on this earth. And Jesus Christ won that battle and overcame Satan. And that's what we have to do if we're going to qualify to sit on His throne with Him, as He qualified. 1 Timothy 3 in verse 1 talks about the last days and how the perilous times are coming. And that's today, the last days. And then it says in verse 5 that there's going to be a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They deny the power of God and turn away from that because they won't do what God wants them to do. Now, a form of godliness is not going to please God. And that's really quite a combination of many people in the last days, in the time we're living in right now. The religious people reject this lion of the tribe of Judah, and that is the how God empowers us. If He lives in us, we'll have unbelievable power in many ways. It will be spiritual, but nevertheless the very miraculous power of God. Notice chapter 5 of Revelation, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. So nobody can open the book. Nobody can understand the Bible unless God reveals it. Certainly not the book of Revelation. Verse 5, and one of the elders said unto me, "Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." So the lion of the tribe of Judah is the root of David. Well, now other places it says that Jesus Christ is a descendant of David, or he's the son of David, and he was that as well. But why does it say this Jesus Christ was the root of David? Because God the Father used Jesus Christ to create everything. He created David. He was the one that the Father used to create everything, including the entire universe and certainly man and his mind, that awesome creation. So this is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. This is the power that he has to give to all of us when we need it. And we often do. So we need this power. Verse 9, and they sung a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood." By your blood we were redeemed out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. and have made unto us our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We're going to reign on the earth if we follow that Jesus Christ who shed his blood. And he was marred more than any man, to the point that he didn't look like a man, to pay for our sins, so that we, if we give ourselves to him before he comes back, we can reign with him right on his throne. An incredible reward that God is going to give his first fruits. So this Lion of the tribe of Judah will empower us in this way and prepare us to rule on the earth, the entire earth. That's where that kingdom of God is going to begin, and everything's going to be made the way it should be here on this earth, and then we'll go on into outer space or the universe and plant the heavens and make them beautiful as this earth has been made in certain places. So the big point is that that lion of the tribe of Judah has to live in us. That's Galatians 2 and verse 20. We have the very same faith that Christ had if we will just use it, if we will just receive it. And also we even have the very mind of Jesus Christ. That is empowering human beings to do awesome events or fulfill awesome events and prophecies. And remember, it says in 1 Peter 2 and verse 21 that we are to follow the example of Jesus Christ. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Notice Revelation 3 and verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. So 95% of God's people turn away from him, even in this end time, and he says, I'm going to make those people come back and worship before your feet if they ever enter into my family or my kingdom. But we are spiritual Jews today. True Christians are spiritual Jews. That's the point, and that's what he's saying here. And he's saying that those turned away, his own people, are lukewarm, and they are liars. They just say they're spiritual Jews, but they're not. So, true Christians are spiritual Jews. Now, if you look in the Old Testament from Numbers 2 and verse 3, you can see that while they were going through the wilderness, that Judah was assigned to take the lead in all the marches, every one of them. So that's the way it was on their way to the Promised Land, or a type of the kingdom of God today. A historian by the name of Geoffrey Keating had this to say about the tribe of Judah, and he actually wrote a poem which said, the tribe of Levi, the ark of its standard as an emblem, the tribe of Judah, a lion on its standard as an emblem. Then he goes on to talk about the ensign of the noble tribe of Judah, the figure of a powerful lion. A powerful lion. So there was Judah always doing that, but what does that mean? They didn't even have God's Holy Spirit. That's not the main lesson God wants to teach us. We are spiritual Jews today, and we are going to be the vanguard and lead the way for the whole world to enter into the kingdom of God if we follow Jesus Christ. And you can go now. Let's take a look at Genesis 48 and verse 16, where Israel is calling Ephraim and Manasseh before him his two grandsons. And he said in verse 16, let my name be named on them. And then he goes on to talk about the last days. So there are two nations here, and whether you understand that or not, it is Britain and America. We've been proving that for many years from our book, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, and we'll send it to you for free as we send all of our literature out to people. But that book explains all of that to you. God is talking to real people in this end time. If we don't know who Ephraim and Manasseh are, well, we can't understand this end time prophecy. We have to know who they are and prove who they are, and frankly, the rest of the tribes of Israel as well. Notice Genesis 49 and verse 1, and Jacob called unto his sons and said, "Gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days." The last days, the time we're living in right now. "Gather yourselves together and hear, you sons of Jacob." It said Israel before, but Jacob was Israel before he was converted. And it says, "And hearken unto Israel," see, "your father." It also calls him Israel. Then it goes on to list the different tribes of Israel, and each one had their own symbol. It doesn't give every one of them, but it gives some of them. And you can look into Irish history and Jewish tradition and find the entire history. We have proven that as well. Notice verse 10, though. "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet." That is, the Judah is going to have that scepter promise of a man sitting on David's throne right on throughout the history of man. And then when Jesus Christ returns, he will sit on that throne and save all mankind if they want to be saved, with the direction of the Father, of course. And but it says, "Then the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come," or Jesus Christ comes, "and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." So here you have the combined scepter and law. You have them both together in this end time, where God has given a new throne of David to his own people, so they can combine the law and the scepter, or the ruler on David's throne. That promise that God made to David, that there would always be a man to sit on that throne, always, throughout eternity. So this is the great promise and the great focus that God wants us to have to understand how to enter his family and how to conquer Satan the devil. We have to know about the lion of the tribe of Judah. It's really about him. He was the cloud that led them even in the wilderness and gave them all kinds of blessings as long as they obeyed, but they didn't always obey. But I'll tell you, this applies only to the very elect today, God's own very elect, because it's a period when they get that new throne and that law combined. Well, they are there when Jesus Christ returns. So it has to be the very last era of God's church. And they notice what we have to do to be able to cling to that throne and that law and that truth that God has revealed. Here's what we have to do. Verse 9, let's back up a little. "Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey, my son. You are gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up?" See, this is like the history of a lion. And God says that if you're going to cling to the throne of David, or if you're going to cleave to the very truth of God and be his Jewish church, the spiritual Jews, you're going to have to be a lion of the tribe of Judah. You're going to have to be like that. That's why verse 9 introduces verse 10. The people that don't have that power lose the throne of David, like Britain did. And we explained that to you in our new book on the new stone and the new throne of David. It's titled The New Throne of David. And so here God is telling us, if we're going to serve him and do his work, we're going to have to live and be empowered by the lion of the tribe of Judah. That's quite a calling. And yet he says, "I will empower you," as of course, the Father empowered the Son while he was on this earth to go through that savage and barbaric beating where he had to give his blood for us to pay for our sins. 95% of God's people have lost that truth and that focus and that wonder vision, that wonderful vision of the throne of David. The last two eras of the church of God are supposed to have the key of David, and God gives it to them, and that's the only gift he gave them. Because if you have that key of David, it opens up everything. So it's vital that we understand verse 10, and we'll only understand that and cling to that wonderful truth if we are empowered by that Lion of the Tribe of Judah. And Britain has lost that throne today because, well, they lost that vision, and they broke the covenant that God made with David and anybody who had that throne. They broke that covenant, and we have scriptures on that to prove that to you. Let's take a look quickly at Amos 3 and verse 4. It says this, "Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he has nothing?" See, God doesn't roar for no reason. So how does God roar? Well, he sends out his message through his people primarily. Overall, that's the way he gets the message out, but they have to be in the spirit of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, or they can't do it. They'll turn away, as most of God's people have done in this end time. That's what your Bible says. God calls those lukewarm people liars. That's pretty strong words from the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. But here's a lion that roars, and when that roar comes, well, he's about to pounce. He's going to punish his people if they don't wake up and understand what he has taught them in the past and their history with God. Only Israel has a history with God. But they've forgotten that. Notice verse 6, "Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city, and the Lord has not done it?" See, he's warning his people in the end time. The lion has roared, who will not fear? This is the lion. God is likened to a lion. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah. And he is roaring, warning our people through his message, through his very elect, of what's coming if they don't wake up. He wants to save them physically and spiritually, but can he save us physically? Do you hear the roar of the lion, and do you see the problems that are building around our nations and in the whole world? It's just indescribable how bad it really is and how horrifying it is. But remember, that lion roars loudest just before he's about to pounce. And it says here in Amos, and this is an end time book, that he has roared. We have a booklet on that. The Lion Has Roared is the title of it, and it's from the book of Amos. But you see what God is telling us and what we're... Throughout, I mentioned this in the Key of David booklet, where we have to be lion-like to hang on to the wonderful truth that God has given us, because Satan is the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. Revelation 12 and verse 9, he's deceived the whole world. He is the god of this world, and he has power, and he will take the truth away from us if we don't stay close and have the spirit of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. If we're close to God, he'll protect us. You can go back to Jeremiah's commission, where he took the throne of David to Ireland, and then later it was moved to Scotland. And both of those nations had the lion on the banner or their flag. Where did they get it? They got it from Jeremiah and Judah, or the Jews in the Middle East. That's where they got it, and that's where Britain got it. They have certain structures and all kinds of sculptures of lions around Britain. And why is that? The lion is not indigenous to any of those three nations I just mentioned. but they have the lion as their symbol. And where did they get it? They got it from Judah and Jerusalem, and they had, each one of those nations had the very throne of David. What a blessing that was, but they have in this end time, it hasn't worked out that well for them right now. It is time that we understand this. Look at the British Empire, and look at what they did in World War II. God protected them and saved them from disaster, but the only people that stood in Hitler's way for quite a long time entering into World War II was Britain, and a man by the name of Winston Churchill was there, and people have said, well, he was the lion, and he said, no, I'm not the lion, but I was able to give the roar a few times. And he said they would never surrender. They'd be choking on their own blood before they'd surrender. And they didn't lose World War II, but they could have right there. It could have all been lost right there. But one man was used in a special way by God to save the Western world. But he was warning them again because they're degenerating and getting into all kinds of sins, and God is warning them, as he always does, through his love. He wants to save Israel, and he's even saving them temporarily right now, but it's only temporary. He wants you to listen to his message of what he is telling you to do. God has blessed Britain and America with the birthright promises. That's where we got all that wealth. We don't give God credit for that, but it's there because of the obedience of Abraham. And the Jews are the one that have the scepter promise was given to them. Great blessings. Notice what they said of Churchill at his funeral, and from the crypt of the cathedral, Sir Menzies broadcast to the world a heartfelt thanksgiving for Churchill's life. Quote, here's what he said. There were in 1940 defeatists. In the whole of recorded history, this was, I believe, the one occasion when one man with one soaring imagination, with one fire burning in him, and with one unrivaled capacity for conveying it to others, won a crucial victory, not only for the forces, for there were many heroes in those days, but for the very spirit of human freedom. And so on this day, we thank him, and we thank God for him. And they should. They should, but they have forgotten a lot about Winston Churchill and what happened in World War II, and they no longer have David's throne. And you need to know where it is, and it's absolutely going to be there when Jesus Christ returns, and he's going to use a special people and a special obedient people to give him that throne and to present it to him when he returns. That's what this lion of the tribe of Judah is all about. And even that Malachi's message that we send out, the little book, as it's called, and I hope you will read that, the little booklet and Malachi's message, which is the little book. But it says that message in Revelation 10, that was issued with a loud voice as seven thunders and as a lion roars. It's a powerful message, and it really is roaring because the message is so serious. Remember the power of the lion of the tribe of Judah. Proverbs 28 and verse 1, another translation of this is, a lion turns not away for any. Doesn't turns away for nobody. See, this throne of David is blessed by God, and he empowers his people to obey him if they will and be blessed by him if they will just cling to that great power. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
God's one true church on earth forcefully delivers the most astounding and inspiring truth imaginable. Learn about the power source steadfastly backing God's church. the formidable roaring lion of the tribe of Judah. Christ is getting ready to return to earth, but how bad will events become before he arrives? Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, The Lion Has Roared, to find out. Thousands of years ago, the prophet Amos foretold unparalleled calamity and human suffering to befall the modern descendants of ancient Israel. God's church today delivers the same lion-roaring warning to America, Britain, and the Jewish nation in the Middle East. To understand the chaotic, tragic events that precede the second coming of Jesus Christ, request The Lion Has Roared. There once was a time when the sun never set on the British Empire. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah was the empire's guide and strength. Britain survived World War II by valuing that special advantage. But today, the British people have abandoned their faith in God. Request Gerald Fleury's free book, The New Throne of David, to learn where God has moved the throne from which Jesus Christ will soon rule the earth. Because Britain no longer cares about the throne of David, God has replaced that throne with a new one, preserved by people who do care. You need to know where that throne is today. When the outlook for Britain in World War II was bleak, Winston Churchill said that the nation would rather die choking in blood than surrender. Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, How to Be an Overcomer, to learn how to apply that ferocious mindset to your personal spiritual warfare. This booklet is the Christian soldier's field manual for conquering the devil. For more about the Lion of the Tribe of Judah and other important biblical and prophetic subjects, be sure to tune in to the Trumpet Daily Radio Show every weekday at 7 a.m. Central Time. Listen as host Stephen Fleury gives God's view on the most relevant news stories of the day. Increase God's perspective and power in your life. Access the Trumpet Daily Radio Show for free online at thetrumpet.com or kpcg.fm. All our materials are available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Request The Lion Has Roared, The New Throne of David, and How to Be an Overcomer. Tune in to the Trumpet Daily Radio Show. Act now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.